Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We'll be talking and praying this week about a new attitude, and it's kind of a follow-up expansion from the message I shared yesterday at Deer Run on a new mind and concerning what it looks like to live with that new mind that we have in Christ and how that new mind changes how we think. It changes our very attitude. And we'll be talking and praying about some of what that attitude ought to contain, what it ought to look like. And today we're going to start with an attitude of humility. And a lot of scripture could have gone to here. Looking specifically this week at the attitude of Jesus, because we read in Philippians chapter 2 that all of us ought to have the same attitude as that of Christ Jesus. And so today we're going to look at Matthew 11, verse 29. Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." I suspect that if we give it much thought at all, that last phrase is appealing to nearly everyone. To find rest for your soul. I think of Jesus and the troubles that he had throughout his ministry on earth, being misunderstood, being mistreated, being rejected by the very ones that he came to serve and to love and to save, leading to the ultimate mistreatment of the cross, of crucifixion. But within that trouble, I believe Jesus was able to find rest for his soul because of his time with his Father. You find him in the garden before being arrested. And he says his soul is troubled. And so in the midst of certainty that his Father was in charge, there was this sense of trouble, because I believe he understood the difficulty that was coming. And there's a lot of debate, or not a lot, but some debate at least, as to what it was Jesus was asking to be taken from him, if it was God's will or if God was willing. Some believe that it was death itself. It was the cross. It was everything he was about to go through. Others believe it was a more immediate concern, that grief, that sorrow, that uneasiness of heart, perhaps even death itself before the arrest even took place. Regardless of what Jesus is praying about, we find this gentleness, we find this humility that calls out to God and asks for help. And as we look at the life of Jesus, as we look at how he taught us, he comes along and says that we should take his yoke upon us. Now, growing up on the farm as I did, we didn't really use a yoke per se, not as would traditionally be thought, but as we did work with horses, we would use a type of a yoke. We would use collars and harnesses. And things that would get the team of horses to work together. And we could adjust the harnesses so that they would be pulling equally regardless of whether they really wanted to or not. And we could adjust them so that the stronger could actually carry more of the load. But they could work together and get the task accomplished. And when Jesus talks about taking his yoke upon us, he's talking about sharing our load with him. He's talking about us not having to carry it alone. It's not that we're taking on his burden, it's he's willing to help carry ours. And that yoke that Jesus presents, he says it's not difficult, it's easy. In fact, it's designed to take as much of the burden off of us as we need and to put it upon his shoulders. And why? Well, he says it's because he's gentle and humble at heart. His attitude is one of humility. He doesn't consider himself better than us. He is, and he knows it, but he treats us as those that he loves. You see, this attitude of humility is one that doesn't judge others based on their position or based on their circumstances. Instead, it views them as those that we love, those that we care about. When you think about the way you interact with those that you really love, your children, your parents, your spouse, hopefully those are categories that you can say you really truly love. And regardless of where they live in position, you generally are willing to serve and to care and to what the world would consider stoop beneath yourself in order to help them. And it's all because of that humility of love that says, I'll do whatever it takes to care for them. And when God comes along and says that we should have the same attitude as that which was found in Christ Jesus, he's talking in one part about this attitude of humility that says, I will do whatever it takes because I love them. Now, that's a lot easier for our flesh to do when it's people that are close to us, when it's people that treat us well, or at least as well as they can. It becomes a much more difficult thing when it's our coworkers, when it's strangers, when it's people that don't live like we think they ought to, when it's people that live in hostility towards God, when it's people that live in opposition towards us. And the problem with that is those types of behaviors and activities often create in our mind a feeling of superiority, a feeling that we're better than they are, a real lack of humility. And what we begin to see is their actions and their activities rather than seeing the person that God loves. And this attitude of humility says that we're willing to lower ourselves in relationship to others in order to serve them, in order to love them with the love of Jesus. As I mentioned at times in the sermon yesterday, these are not easy tasks. These are generally not things that we learn and practice 100% right out of the gate. It requires practice. It requires learning. It requires at times failing and learning from those failures. Of asking ourselves, why did I treat that person in that way? How can I change? How can I grow in that humility? But because of Jesus, we keep at it. Because of Jesus, we know forgiveness and we learn to forgive. Living with this attitude of humility says that I care about others. I live and speak and do according to what benefits them. And sometimes that lines up with what we want, and many times it doesn't. But it ought to always line up with what God wants. It ought to always line up with His Word. Agreeing with the lies of this world because people think we ought to doesn't really help. Now, how we disagree and how we bring about truth and how we speak truth matters. We do so in love. We do so in humility. And when we live with that attitude of humility, we share the love of Jesus in a way that others find, well, not only attractive, but they find it necessary in their life. And that same attitude of humility says to those around us, it doesn't come from me, it comes from God. If you want it, then take His yoke upon you and learn from Him. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to Yourself. Your love has given us what we need to learn and to live and to serve. And Father, I know there are many times that we want to do life the way we want. We want to be in charge. We want to do our own thing. And the idea of taking a yoke upon us, an instrument that, of work, an instrument of shared work even, isn't always appealing to us. And so, Father, today, help us to live with that attitude of humility that understands that when we're yoked with You, when we are connected to You, that You are carrying the weight and You are teaching us. And that we learn because of Your humility. We learn because of Your gentleness. Of Your desire to see us grow and prosper and to do good and to be good. And Father, as we learn from You, may we learn to practice that same attitude of humility. May we learn to love people because they're made in Your image and because You love them. May those things that catch us off guard, those things that the world uses to divide us, become diminished in size by our view because we see differently. We see through that attitude of humility that is willing to lower ourselves in our eyes, in our estimation, so that we can lift up others according to their need, that we can help them to see You and to learn from You. And Father, as we look at the enormous size of that task and we feel unprepared, may we recognize the help that you give us. May we recognize that this yoke is shaped in such a way that you are carrying the weight and we are simply servants of yours doing what, not only what we can, but what you have called us and equipped us to do. Father, with every person that we encounter, may we take that moment to pause and consider what humility looks like in that relationship. In those times where our fleshly arrogance wants to take over, may you remind us of what you teach us through your Spirit and your Word, what you teach us through this relationship with Jesus about humility and gentleness. So God, today as we interact with others, as we go about life, and even if we never leave the house and there's no real interaction with others, may we consider how we pray for others. How we interact online if we don't see them in person. And may all of those things, whether it's our prayers, our online presence, or our personal presence, may all of them be guided by this attitude of humility. That we would consider others better than ourselves, so that we would treat them according to what is beneficial to their need. And we would have a greater understanding of that because of our time with you, because of our time in your Word, that we would realize that the need isn't always the want. And may this attitude of humility help us to make Jesus known. Father, today may we lift up Jesus in everything that we do so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.